The Spring Musical. Banquet. Arbor Day. Field Day. Finals Week. Class Day. The Spring Concert. Graduation. With these events on our schedule, we bring to a close another school year. I imagine these events do not have the same degree of appeal one person compared to another. You no doubt have your favorites. Well, be that as it may, I want to challenge all of you to view these events, along with everything else, as opportunities to apply the truth of a text. A short, familiar verse, reading today from 1 Corinthians 10, verse 31. Therefore, whether you eat or drink, or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. Let's think back to the recent banquet as an example to begin with. Can we plan and carry out that event and also conduct ourselves at the banquet and its after-banquet festivities to the glory of God? Some ready examples come to mind. Before we had the dinner, we heard a table prayer in which the Lord was not only acknowledged as the giver, but we thanked Him for that catered meal and other blessings too. Then later in the evening, during the speeches, didn't we hear about God's light coming to us, shining through us? From year to year, we strive to avoid the worldliness, the inappropriate features that so often characterize similar events by other groups, other institutions, not joined to the name of Christ as we are meant to be. What about Arbor Day? Yes, God willing, we will have Arbor Day this week. A time when we break away from the norm and call upon the students to help beautify the campus. Arbor Day done to the glory of God will depend on having the right perspective going into it. That is, we all realize that this property called Emmanuel, this campus, especially its grounds, are not ours to do with as we please. Legally, it belongs to the church body. And primarily, it belongs to the Lord who made it and gave it to us. We owe it to Him to take care of it as good stewards. So with that in mind, Arbor Day done to the glory of God will mean that you, the workers, cooperate with the people in charge, doing the assigned task without complaining, giving it your best effort to do a good job. Not as individuals in some kind of competition, although that would be interesting, but rather working as a team to carry out a certain amount of work in a limited amount of time. What about the field day we have planned for the end of this week? Can that be done to the glory of God? Again, we break away from the norm, this time to have some fun together. What do you think field day to the glory of God should look like? What should it involve and not involve? Let's start with some negatives. Not being self-absorbed in the quest to beat everybody else and demonstrate some kind of superiority. Not taking it overly seriously. While having some fun together, we maintain respect for each other, both as individuals and as classes, and also for the person who volunteers to officiate. Really, we could think of it this way. Isn't it a chance to have fellowship together in the Christian sense? Like the congregation playing a number of games at a church picnic. Can't it be, shouldn't it be, a celebration of our togetherness in Christ. We should not dwell on the details of how to do this to the glory of God and that to the glory of God without answering the question, why? Why should we do everything? Everything to the glory of God? Because the Bible says so in the passage I read? Because it's sin if we don't? Please keep in mind that when the Apostle Paul makes the appeal of 1 Corinthians 10:31, he intentionally is addressing Christians based on what they know. With the gospel in view, he appeals to us as people who know what God has done. He appeals to you as those who trust in what the Savior has accomplished. In short, you honor Jesus because he saved you. So whether it's a meal-related activity like banquet or lunch in the cafeteria, whether it's a work activity like Arbor Day or doing your dorm job, whether it's a fun activity like field day or playing an Emmanuel baseball or softball game, we in these venues can honor God because we are His redeemed children, because we are the heirs of His grace. It's always meant to be like that. Your reaction to the greatness of His gift to undeserving people. That being said, that being true, we still have this challenge to make it actually come to pass because we are prone to serve ourselves and prone to glorify our own accomplishments. When we don't do everything to the glory of God, it is sin, of which we all need to repent. Meanwhile, God keeps adding to His glory by the continuation of His grace to us. He wants to keep working on us, reaching down, reaching out, reclaiming our hearts, renewing our minds. And so we can expect and depend on His patience with us, His presence with us, His blessing you through these final days of the school year and into the summer. We can take on the next event on the schedule, the next activity in front of us, with this confidence in this truth. It is God who works in you, both to will and to do of His good pleasure. Amen. As our closing hymn, we sing words that do constitute a prayer that you can apply to Arbor Day tomorrow and any other event thereafter. Let us sing the first and the last stanzas of hymn 540. Stanzas 1 and 5 of hymn 540.